from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Illinois Republicans in the Metro East appeared to vote for both change and the status quo on Tuesday. In Madison County, GOP voters dumped controversial board chairman Kurt Prenzler and emphatically chose Treasurer Chris Slusser to lead the fast-growing Metro East County. And Congressman Mike Bost held off a strong challenge from former GOP gubernatorial nominee Darren Bailey. Bost said during a speech in Murfreesboro that his win was an endorsement of his governing conservative philosophy.
I'm not going to do this forever. I'm not. But right now, I know what needs to be done. I've got the experience and the know-how to work with my colleagues to gain ground.
Joining us in studio is Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio's Metro East reporter, and Brian Munoz, STLPR's interim digital editor and a native of Southern Illinois. Will, Brian, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Glad to be here.
Good to be here.
So, Will, we'll start with you. Slusser ended up beating incumbent county board chairman Kurt Prenzler by a landslide. My understanding is even Slusser was surprised by the margin. Why do you think he won so decisively?
Well, I think Prenzler had kind of been Teflon up until this point, right? He'd kind of been able to weather the storm of a lot of political controversy. But maybe this was just people saying, hey, you know, we want some change. And Chris Slusser was able to convince them of that.
So Prenzler has been described as, quote, embattled and, quote, controversial. I suppose any elected official can be tagged that way. But why was Prenzler such a divisive political figure within Madison County?
There's a number of different things. So going back to his first term, he was first elected in 2016, and right around in 2018 to 2019, the county had to lay off some employees that he had hired that were accused of hacking different county employees' emails. So that was the start of it. And in 2022, Prenzler had supported primary challengers to sitting county board members, which kind of ticked off the establishment GOP in the county. And then recently, there was an ethics violation that he was accused of, essentially. Right, it's a no-no to campaign on county time and on county property. He gave out a business card with his number on it, and it was a campaign business card. Now, whether or not it was nefarious from the start or a mistake, as he says, is, you know, something we'll never know. But those are kind of just some of the issues that had been raised over the last 8 years.
So it's not out of the question that a Democrat could run in the general election, but I would say it's fair to assume Slusser will be favored no matter what in November?
That is correct. The Democrats have until June to slate a candidate if they would like. No Democrat ran in the primary. But yes, it would be a challenge for a Democrat to win in Madison County.
What sort of challenges and opportunities will Slusser have when he becomes board chairman? Covering county politics and government in St. Louis County for as long as I have, there definitely is a lot of drama, but there's also like governing and basic services that these people are going to need to do.
Yeah. And so actually both of these candidates, Prenzler and Slusser, would have told you their top issue is lowering property taxes because Illinois does have higher property taxes than a lot of states out there. So that is the number one issue. Maybe that's, you know, convincing local school districts and library districts to keep those tax levies as low as possible. And Slusser would also tell you there's a lot of room for economic development, specifically on the Mississippi River communities. And Slusser's from one of them in Wood River. So he'd say there's just lots of room to bring jobs into the community and boost economic development.
So turning to Brian Munoz here, you were in Murfreesboro, Illinois for Bost's victory party over former state senator Darren Bailey. What was the atmosphere like there?
Yeah, so it was held at Brews Brothers down there in Murfreesboro, a local brewery. And, you know, he was really surrounded by family and friends. And it was not a huge, you know, affair, but definitely an emphatic one in folks that seemed pretty confident that Mike was going to be able to take the victory.
I was pretty confident, too, that he was going to win because he had more money and he had the endorsement of Donald Trump, but he did not win by that much. Why do you think the race wasn't a blowout?
Right. I think the margin was only about 2,600 votes at the end of the day between the two candidates. And a big part of it had to do with this redistricting that happened recently there and a big addition of a portion of Mary Miller's district that's the Freedom Caucus member from the
15th district.
Right.
Which, far eastern Illinois.
Yes.
Right. And she, you know, is a Darren Bailey supporter and had backed him. So it wasn't surprising to see that a lot of the folks from her district went to his side there.
But turnout wasn't it really, really low in this race? And was that surprising given that this was getting national attention? Because this was kind of seen as a proxy battle between like House Republican GOP leadership and like renegades like Matt Gaetz. And it seems like lots of people flocked to Southern Illinois for this contest. And by people, I mean prominent elected officials.
Right. And in talking to election judges from across the district, I mean, voter turnout was pretty abysmal. I think out of the roughly 584,000 voter age folks in Illinois 12, only about 16% came out to vote. And a lot of them say that just folks don't vote in primaries. Some folks, you know, don't want to declare a party. In Illinois, you have to declare a party to get that ticket, you know, and they didn't want to do that. But it seemed like if you were invested in this race, that those folks were out voting. But overall, it was still pretty bad.
When looking at the map, Boss just creamed Bailey in like the western part of the district that includes Metro East counties like St. Clair and Monroe. But he did pretty bad in the eastern part of the district. And some of those counties were in Darren Bailey's Senate district. Were either of you surprised by the geographical divide when it came to the results?
I would say no. I think, you know, at the end of the day, when you look at population, Mike Bost, old district, you know, has more people than what was picked up, you know, in the redistricting. And it made sense, you know, when you look at the map and you look at where each county went, you know, I didn't see any major surprises. I don't know. Will, what did you think on that?
And what Bost won was essentially his old county. And that's, like Brian said, it's got the population, and what Bailey would have won was his territory. So maybe it wasn't surprising, but it was a little surprising in that it wasn't close. What they won was landslide either direction.
Yeah. And one of the novel things about this race is I don't think Bost and Bailey had wildly different political views, although Bost is probably a more pro-union Republican than many Republicans. He's a former union firefighter. He was opposed to right to work when former Governor Rauner tried to hoist it on the land of Lincoln. But this really just seemed to be about pragmatism versus dogmatism. Boss talking about being a governing conservative, Bailey talking about not being a sellout. Is this what we can expect in Illinois Republican primaries for the foreseeable future? Will, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I would imagine so, specifically because Bailey had said, tell me where your yard signs are. I'll come pick them up. I'll put them in storage. So reading between the lines, some people are saying, is he already thinking about challenging Bailey again in 2026? So I think we very well could see a very similar fight in 2 years from now.
Right. And I think, you know, it's that thing that you described exactly. You know, Darren Bailey came out saying, I'm not the status quo. I'm the fighter. You know, I'm the person that's not going to go with the quote unquote establishment. But Boss said, you know, this is what it takes to be able to get work done. You know, you have to be able to collaborate with other people. And he called for GOP unity, but that's going to probably be a challenge. I mean, even earlier today, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson after the House passed a $1.2 trillion spending bill. So we'll wait and see.
Brian Munoz is STLPR's interim digital editor, and Will Bauer is the Metro East reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Brian, Will, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
This episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.